it's a critical part of the process, and I always say that in order for me to be maximally effective, you know, we have to have a staff that realizes how my time is used and how to utilize it in the best way. You know, where do I need to be? What's a priority? How do we schedule to make sure we're meeting with people back in the district? Mm-hmm. How do we meet those needs? So, you know, it's a necessary part of the process. The good thing is that there's a good dialogue back and forth about, you know, what are the things we're going to be doing today. We do a great job in briefing so that when the day comes up, I know, like, you know, we had gone through the speech I gave this morning, knew what was coming up, and House Armed Services Committee knew what the potential amendments were going to be. So that preparation so that you know that you can go from one piece to the other. I know she asked a question about, you know, how do you keep up with all these different elements of public policy. It really is, you know, obviously I've got to do my homework. I've got to make sure that I'm doing a bunch of reading, but it's also critical for the staff to be able to say, hey, here are the things coming up. Here are the critical pieces of information that you need to read. And just a little notebook I had for this morning, it was a GAO report on intelligence surveillance reconnaissance, ISR, which is intelligence gathering. So I read that this morning, and there was a piece in there about a company in our district that actually constructs these unmanned aircraft systems. It's a little mini aerial vehicle, an MAV as they call it. So, you know, it was good to be able to read that. So you pick up little bits and pieces of information and then, you know, try to stuff them in your head, and hopefully you can remember some of them when you go to speak and do those things. But that handling, or that, it's really more preparation and making sure that you're staying on track. Things can go, as you can tell, you know, votes come up, you're meeting with people. There aren't always convenient places to end the conversation, so sometimes staff has to come in and say, sir, I got to remind you there's 4 minutes left in the vote. You've got to get downstairs and vote, or you've got another person waiting out in the lobby there to meet with you. So scheduling is critical, and Whitney does a fantastic job in scheduling here. That's one of the more critical elements in this office, is try to find how these hundreds of pieces fit together every month and where they fit together. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, the conductor of the orchestra is my chief of staff, and Mary gets her conducting wand out, and you know, as I tell folks, she takes a bunch of different individuals, and the sound that comes out of this office is pretty good. So mm-hmm. So we're blessed with that, and it takes good leadership there to make sure all the pieces are working well together. We've got a very talented office staff here, and then back in the district, you know, we have 3 district offices, and we have 6 staff members back in the district offices, so and they do a great job too. Do a very active outreach effort and working casework back in the district, so they take care of folks that have issues with Social Security or veterans benefits or whatever it may be. So those elements work well too. So I'm blessed to have a great team. So that whole effort to coordinate the day, if you want to call it handling or coordination, whatever it may be, it's a critical part of the process. And I can't do what I do and be effective without everybody in the office really being on the same page and making sure that things work. And, you know, the one good thing about the office, too, is that if things get a little out of sync, and invariably they do because you're on such tight time frames, they're very good about finding ways for us to get back on schedule or back on task.